May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The account of the ten lepers is, of course, about giving thanks. Ten were healed, but only one returned to say thank you. But it's not just about giving thanks. It's also an account about leprosy, about sin, about healing, and about forgiveness. It's about us, and it's about our relationship with God, our proximity to Him, and our thankfulness for the gracious favor that we regularly receive. At the heart of it, this account is about getting close to Jesus. Because healing and forgiveness and giving thanks are really about being close to Jesus. And being close was absolutely what those ten lepers desired. But they knew that they needed to stand far off, that they couldn't come close. It's always what they had to do. They had to announce themselves. They had to steer clear of anyone who didn't also suffer that same condition that they were suffering with. It was a disease that infected the body and brought with it great disfigurement. And while leprosy was a disease that the individual had, it also had severe social consequences. It isolated a person from others. And both social and religious purity codes demanded that lepers would keep their distance from anyone and everyone else. In much the same way, sin is both an individual and a social disease. It infects us individually. It ruins our thinking, our speaking, and our acting. Its roots reach to our core, and it affects our tempers, our patience, and our reaction. Sin permeates our entire being, but it also isolates us from others. Our sin very rarely has consequences that don't reach out beyond ourselves, far, far beyond ourselves. It affects others. Gossip and jealousy and unkind words, they all destroy friendships. Self-centeredness and power struggles destroy relationships. Whatever the relationship might be, whether it's parent and child, brother and sister, husband and wife, friends, whatever the relationship, they're all affected when sin gets in the way of healthy and positive interaction. But even more importantly, our sin isolates us from God. We are the lepers, and we're standing far from Jesus, keeping our distance, steering clear, and often congregating only with those affected with our same condition. It's our sin that separates us from the Lord. And if left untreated, it would separate us from God forever. So we do as the lepers do. We cry out to Jesus. They didn't presume to rush up to Jesus or to grab him or demand some type of healing. That's not what the lepers did. They were humble, keeping their distance while acknowledging the condition they had, but recognizing also that they were talking to the only one who had the ability to save them. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They cry out. They beg for some sort of reprieve. We poor sinners do the same. We come before the Lord acknowledging our sin. We don't presume. We don't demand anything. We don't try to earn mercy. We beg and we cry out. We recognize the distance that we've created between ourselves and the Lord. The divine service is our weekly living example of this. You ever notice what comes first in our liturgy? Maybe you haven't noticed this, but what comes at the beginning is a distance between us and God. And the first thing that we do in our liturgy is we seek to close that gap, to reduce that distance, because we recognize that we have created it. We acknowledge how far away from the Lord we actually are. We confess and we ask God for forgiveness. And just as the lepers cry out for mercy from Jesus, we too, we sing the Kyrie, Lord, have mercy. And we receive a response. God doesn't keep his distance once he hears our repentant cry. He doesn't run away as a child might from a disfigured leper. He doesn't avoid defiling himself as would a pious Pharisee. Leprosy didn't keep Jesus from coming near to those 10 men, and neither does our sin keep him from coming near to us. To the lepers, he spoke words of healing. He said, go and show yourselves to the priests. And the only reason that they would do that is to verify and to certify that they had been healed. And Jesus' words made it so. As they went, they were cleansed. To us, Jesus gives us the words of absolution. I forgive you all your sins. Our sin separates us from Jesus, but it doesn't push Jesus away. He comes and he takes our sin, no matter how disgusting it is, no matter how disfigured it makes us. He takes it and he bears it for us. He bore it for us on the cross. And he doesn't do it reluctantly. He does it gladly, truly wanting us to give our sin to him as we cry out in confession so that he might make us clean. We always have an invitation to be close to Jesus. And here in tonight's account from Luke, we end with the one leper returning in thanksgiving and falling at the feet of Jesus in worship. The distance is gone, even for this foreigner, this Samaritan, taken away by Christ's words of healing. This former outcast, both by nationality and by the circumstance of his health, grabs hold of Jesus in profound worship and love. He's united with his Savior, and the two of them are knit together. Too many, though, like the nine who failed to return and give thanks for their healing, miss the invitation to be close to Jesus. Or maybe they just ignore it altogether. That's what failing to give thanks is. It's missing out on the invitation to be close to our Savior. He has brought us close through the forgiveness offered through his death and his resurrection. We're now free to fall down in worship, holding on and cherishing the opportunity to be close to the one who has given us so many gifts. Yet we too often go about our business, doing the things that we think are most important to do, forgetting to give thanks, forgetting to worship, mumbling through our prayers, not returning to him what is his. But even these sins don't lessen Christ's desire to be close to us. He continually invites us back over and over to receive the forgiveness that he has won for us. He removes the distance that we create by his sacrificial work on the cross and his words of forgiveness. So we can be absolutely confident that he is ready and waiting for us to heed his invitation to come to him with praise and with thanksgiving and in worship. For he is always with us, and nothing can separate us from his love. The account of the 10 lepers is our story. The one leper who returns is, by the grace of God, who we are called to be. And we're blessed to regularly participate in the service, in the liturgy, where we are called to repent and to receive the healing words spoken to us. Words that remove our leprosy of sin. Words that remind us that by God's grace shown to us in Christ Jesus, we are clean, we are forgiven, we are holy, and we are free. Free to thank him that he is with us and that he desires to be close to us now and always. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.